Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
The destiny revealed in the book of Acts is that the good news is there is good news. The fulfillment of our destiny is the unfolding of God's good news. It is built into the DNA of our belief in Him. It is the very power of God being released. And so we've been asking through the pages of Acts, this fifth book of the New Testament, as well as each day of our lives in the midst of this pandemic, is where do we go from here, God? And the answer from God speaking back to us is, fulfill your destiny. That is, fulfill my purpose in your life. That is, trust me each day in which you live as a great adventure into the unknown by trusting what you do know about me. And I will reveal to you what you need to know about this world in which we live and the day that you are to give shape. We discover then in destiny, there's a part that only God can do and there's a part that only we can do. And the destiny comes together under His sovereign grace as we then partner in the fulfillment of His purpose and give shape to our lives. That's the power of what it means to be this partner with Christ Jesus. Destiny is the unfolding of your future. It's the unfolding of your future by the design of God's grace, having a victory within you. We wonder, will this pandemic ever end? Yes, it will. We wonder, are there solutions for our national turmoil? Yes, there are. We wonder, is it understandable that we're tired of all of it? Yes, it is. And in the midst of that, God comes with a confidence beyond our own natural capacity. But it is in the capacity of heaven being at work in earth through your life and my life. You have a part to play in your destiny. And God will always be faithful to play His part. We find in this closing section in the book of Acts, which we will conclude with next week, that if 25 years or so after Christ's resurrection, this movement of the gospel, the good news, has been underway from the region of the home country of Israel, making its way across the world, beginning with the Roman Empire. Paul then finds himself in a strange way in which he had arrived in Rome. He arrived in the capital of the empire, not under his own power, but under the power of being a prisoner, falsely accused, wrongly arrested, about to be judged. And in the midst of that, he finds himself a free man. His circumstances would say that he was imprisoned, but the truth of his soul said, he was free. My prayer for you is that you will know in the circumstances of your life that come in different shapes and sizes for each of us. Some of those circumstances will say to you, you are imprisoned by what I bring to you, how your circumstances are seeking to define you. But the Lord wants you to give this clear response back. No. That you are free. You're free in this Christ Jesus that we've been singing about, praying through, gathering in the midst of our life here. How does this look for us? Well, in the third to last verse in the whole book of Acts, when Paul is giving a response to people that have come to him while he's under house arrest, these leaders of Rome to whom he's been describing the sovereign work of God's great salvation story, then he says, this is what you can do. You can see. See with the eyes. You can hear. Hear with your ears. You can understand. Understand with your heart. You can turn in the right direction. Those are the four things that we can do. And then God will do what God does. He will heal. He'll release His heavenly love in a new dimension of power and heal that ache in our soul and bring a healing power within our land. The third to last verse in the book of Acts. revealing the theme that I'm tracing it through is that the good news is that there is good news. And the good news is the gospel, which means literally this good news. Are you allowing the DNA of the gospel to be released within you? This destiny then is the destiny unfolding as we go forward. This past week, the ministries of our church family, joined with the ministries of other churches across this region, have been active in sharing this good news story. In the life of Trinity, you helped to bring good news of encouragement to sub-Saharan Africa by a special gift that you gave. You helped to bring encouragement to a ministry couple in Northern Ireland. You helped to give encouragement to a student who had gone to Nazareth, Israel, as an Arab Christian living in Israel, that he can prepare for a future in a troubled world in the seminary there. You helped to give good news this week to people who didn't have food to eat where they could have food to eat. You helped to give good news of the gospel when one was searching for, who is Jesus for me and can I have a personal relationship with Christ? And then discover, yes, you can right now. For these and 100 more ways, you and we as a church family have bring this good news in our time, including joining with 100 other churches and 20 other non-for-profit organizations in downtown First Presbyterian Church this week about redeeming the crisis, about saying about this pandemic world is that the crisis is here in the pandemic, but there is a way to bring redemption by how we respond to families. And so as we gathered on that Wednesday with a covenant of all of us, with city leaders and officials and church leaders, that was being Zoomed out and to be able to see that link of the Zoom later on, is the promise that the crisis is the environment. It doesn't dictate the conclusion, because the Lord comes in the conclusion to dictate his answer of a victory in Christ Jesus. Gathered there then, as is Christ, to say that the family can win, though the difficulties for many of the families in San Antonio breaks your heart, and the resources we bring to bring this solution as we move forward. There we get at this understanding then on God's victory in our life through the DNA of the gospel, is it happens by desires, decisions, and deeds. That we ourselves can come with a decision of our destiny by trusting God daily. Trusting God daily with our desires, which then can be put into our deeds, which will carve out a future as we are dedicated with a consistent purpose for that to be realized. What are your desires right now in your life? Because you make decisions, and your decisions determine your actions by what you desire right now in your life. And the Lord comes to say, let the desires of your heart to be shaped by him, so that then he can give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. The promise of this comes in its root and understanding that destiny first begins with God's sovereign grace. It's the biblical destiny. From Genesis to Revelation, from the story of 1,189 chapters of the Bible, the unfolding of the story is with the thread together of the gift of salvation, the gift of grace over sin, hope over despair, promise by the promise keeper enables us to know that we have a destiny that can connect us to the gift of a right relationship with God and a right relationship with each other. Now, it's being played out in the story of Acts 28 under big moments. When Paul had arrived there, he had been falsely accused, as I mentioned earlier. And the religious leaders, the Jewish leaders there in Rome, heard that Paul had arrived. Paul asked them to come so that he could speak to them. He speaks to them, as Maddie and Cameron read the scripture for us this morning, and they were interested in what he had to say. And they asked to come back to hear more, and more came back another time to hear him. Now, here is this squinty-eyed, thick-eyebrowed, bow-legged, bald, short guy with his hand cuffed to a Roman centurion soldier, And he is talking about this free gift of salvation in Christ. There was something beyond just looking at Paul that was convincing, that had power. And the power was in the message that embodied him. And as he told the story, what he was saying to them is that God comes with a good word to know that you can win. They arranged to meet him. He witnessed to them from morning till evening, explaining that the kingdom of God, the purposes of God, from the law of Moses, the first five books of the Old Testament, throughout the prophets, the rest of the Hebrew scriptures, they were all pointing towards Jesus. He was giving them the sense of persuasion of the reality of the promise of God and the gift of the salvation. But he had to also say to them, if you're not willing, that's on you. If you're not willing to say yes to the promise of this God and the gift of salvation, know that that's your choice to miss out. Because I also want you to know the real reason why I'm here, meaning here under house arrest in Rome, is because I have said that the grace of God is also available to everybody of any background, and that was the term that was called for Gentiles, for everyone, male or female, Jew, Greek, slave, free, for everyone. And the threatening power of that in the empire and the power brokers is why he was arrested, and he was saying, get that clear in your mind. See, the good news is not limited. The good news is for all. And that as you demonstrate that within your life and my life, then we feel the power going forward. Corrie ten Boom, who's one of the great saints of the 20th century, many of you know her story, but the power of her story cast a prophecy for us in the 21st century. There she was in the Netherlands, in a place called Haarlem, Netherlands, with a family who had a special witness to the Jewish people. And then discovering that in the midst of World War II and the hatred of the Third Reich and the evil of Hitler, that they needed to provide a hiding place. And so often they could feel like they had no power. But they discovered that when they prayed, they stepped into a realm of power they couldn't see with their human eyes. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But the Spirit reveals the deep things of God, also from the book of Isaiah, also quoted by Paul in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 and 10. And so when we pray, as Corrie said, we are stepping into God's dimension to see his possibilities, his sovereign grace. And that's what reveals to then us our hope and our promise to know that we have it to make our future. Now, we make all kinds of decisions about shaping a future, don't we? Have you driven up I-10, like headed I-10 west, like you're headed to the big metropolis of Bernie and onto Kerrville and through the hill country? Have you noticed there's been construction going on? Well, I want to show you this map. Before there was ever an I-10, there was this map. It was about 1958 when it was just kind of laid out for the public to see that there was going to be an Interstate 10 that would connect that part of the hill country to San Antonio. And of course, in Bernie, there was deep grief to saying that I-10 was going to go around Bernie, not through Bernie. Here it is now, 62 years later, understanding that the design accomplished its purpose, but it continues, has to be updated, continues to have to be shaped and formed and all the frustrations that goes with ongoing construction. Understanding that when there is a laid out plan, it's to order to accomplish a purpose. And God's laid out plan in the scriptures is to be able to reveal its purpose. And Jesus Christ is the constant updating source that was from Adam and Eve to Abraham and the covenant, to the time of the prophets, to the birth of Jesus in Nazareth, to today, that the thread running through the whole story is God's sovereign grace through the Christ who comes to set us free in the gift of salvation. And the updates that happen along the way. That's what Paul was communicating to the religious leaders in his story there in Acts 28. There is a biblical destiny. Don't go against it. You cannot defeat biblical destiny. God's sovereign purpose, his work for salvation, is going to keep moving forward. That's the purpose of God that we need to continually align ourselves with. Eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to understand, to turn our life in that direction, and then he will do the work of the healing power. You've heard about the friend who believed in two-city-in-the-spirit predestination. That is, that believing that every moment of every day was pre-designed by God to go a particular way. And one day when he was coming down the stairs at home, he slipped and fell, and when he got to the bottom of the stairs picking himself up, he said, boy, I'm sure glad that's over with. As though it was pre-designed that he'd have to fall down. It's amazing. If he would hold the guardrail going down the stairs, that can prevent a lot of slippage. You know, when you have your meal today, God gives you a lot of free will. That if you have a luxury of being able to choose what you eat and how much you eat, and that is a luxury, enjoy the luxury. But God is really not concerned whether you're going to have pimento cheese or peanut butter. That's your decision to be able to make. Now, if you're allergic to peanuts, absolutely it matters. But the sense is God has a realm of decisions that you are free to be able to decide. But in the big purposes of God, there is the alignment that we have to bring under his divine purpose. Cornell University did a study saying the average American has 35,000 decisions that one makes every day. 2,000 of those decisions have to do with food. Some of us, it may be 4,000 of those decisions. In the sense of all this decision-making which we do, God wants us to see the big decisions that have a shaping power, and that's that has to do within our destiny in light of his purpose. Secondly, personal destiny. That's your destiny. Decide to put your purpose into play. Decide to live your purpose. Serve in the destiny of God's purpose by your life. Ask a simple question. Will this honor God? Will this take me where I want to be? Will this decision be able to serve a purpose that not only gives me a sense of meaning and happiness, but will it help to serve a larger purpose of God's understanding and commitment? This past Wednesday, we recognized in awe and wonder on Veterans Day. Last Sunday, we had a time of prayer and gratitude. This is a picture of two men who, John Hurd and Lee Rogers, who on the February the 5th of 1945 were released from the prisoner of war camp outside of Manila in the Philippines, where they had been prisoners of war, and you can tell that they were starved to the very edge of death. There were no 2,000 decisions to make about food. And the sense of their dedication, the sense of their will to live, the sense to be of service on behalf of a greater purpose, they gave this time in their life in order for that to occur. May it be said of you and me that we understood that our destiny included our own decisions about school, and what to major in, whether or not to marry, what to do with our money, what to do with our life job, how it is that our life job is a place that we are touching people's lives every day under the purposes of God. But may we understand that in this, there's something that God is wanting to show us that fits the size of God's heavenly hope for our life. The Gospel of Mark, the good news story, has it that even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Your destiny obviously includes you, but it's not just about you. Paul, there in Rome, when he received the gift of salvation in his life, he was also given a word that his gift of salvation and his call to take the gospel to the Gentiles, the unloved of his home country, was going to cause him great pain. And the prophecy about his destiny was being fulfilled. But Paul chose to partner with the destiny, not to fight against it. And it says in Acts 28:24, that some that were in the audience with Paul, some were convinced by what he said, and others would not believe. You notice the word would not, that's a choice, that others would not believe. Earlier this morning, visiting in the midst of the beautiful youth in the life of Trinity with one of our youth, wanted to talk about being baptized. But he knew what that really is talking about this relationship with Christ, about accepting our need for grace and believing Christ as the Son of God and committing our life to follow him forever. Our whole life story in the power of belief is how our lives come together. When so much that we feel inside of us can only be understood by God, but by God it can be understood through him. And he gives the grace in order to believe. It's then this freedom of choice which is there. The freedom of choice to put our life into play. This past Sunday, we remembered that it was the 61st anniversary of Joe and Marjorie Bray. Marjorie has been, when she was a little, matter of fact, part of the Mulberry campus is her old home place. She's been a part of Trinity from day one. And when they married 61 years ago, in downtown San Antonio, they didn't know all that what life would bring them. But they did know that under God's sovereign grace, the Lord would guide them, be with them, sustain them, renew them, encourage them, give them boldness, give them the capacity to stand in the periods of life when they weren't sure what to do next. And that God would give them the capacity to let their love continue to grow and grow and grow. See, like in the wedding vows, they are bigger than what any one person can do on his or her own in that moment. But they are the very vows that can shape us to be able to grow a destiny, to grow in that fulfillment of the love that has begun, but is to be nurtured and cared for all along the way. So there is the power of your desire. There's the power of making decisions. And there's the power of understanding that your life is influenced by others, but you're not controlled by others. But there is a human destiny. This human destiny is that which is for the world. It is appointed unto people once to die, and after that to judgment, said the prophet Jeremiah. That's part of what Paul laid out in his explanation. The power of the gospel is for you to know that you and I, we're all going to die. There's the good news. Let's go home. But in the midst of that good news, there is a destiny. It's called the resurrection. It's called eternal life that has already begun in us. So Jesus would say, if you believe in me, though you die, you yet live. That's the reality. The second thing that caused Paul to be going upstream against the culture of his day, one is the gift of God's love is for everyone. Two is the power of the resurrection, the power of eternal life, the power of our destiny for eternity. And the power for that is that one has to choose to be a part of it. And so the actions, that's our follow-through, that's the turn part of the phrase. There's what carve out the consequences that shape our future. This kind of is what releases the gospel's DNA. And so Paul would write two books while he was in prison in Rome. He wrote two short books, the book of Philippians and the book of Colossians. In the book of Philippians, he gives one of the most loved verses in all the Bible. When he says, and if you recall this, say it with me. Christ in you. No, this is in the Colossians. I'm sorry. I've got it in my head about Colossians. Let's do Colossians first. Okay. Christ in you, the hope of glory. In Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thanks for your help. And the sense of being strengthened together as brothers and sisters. But the power is that he was saying, even in the midst of being in jail, not knowing whether I'm going to live or die, I can still do all things. That means I can live my purpose. I can let the destiny unfold from me. And he strengthens me in that. And the reason for that is because there's something inside of me that's beyond me, and that's the hope of glory, the power. A special person in the life of the Holland family is Ann Falls. She taught in high school, our older sons, Ryan and Stephen, and about that time she made a key decision and had a gift in being a part of her life. She's worshiped with us at Trinity. She recently posted this. It was a birthday, but it was the birthday of her sobriety. It's a birthday in which what Ann said is that in the 15th year, being supported and encouraged by a group of women on a common journey, she has been set free from the wounds of alcoholism. The power of God's love to heal and the power of us to experience that love and to be able to share that love with others. See, that's our choice. It's the choice of a destiny to continue to live in the woundedness of alcoholism or to have the healing power every day to be set free and to win another day in that healing power. You know, there's the witness of two of the great giants of intellectual history, Winnie the Pooh and Piglet. So Winnie the Pooh and Piglet, they're going along their way. They're not sure where the road is going to take them and how long they may be able to be next to each other. And so it was said, if there is ever a tomorrow when we're not together, there is something you must always remember. You are braver than you believe. You are stronger than you seem, and you are smarter than you think. That's part of the gift of just being made in God's image. But there's a power of that gift that's activated in the uniqueness of this good news gospel, this DNA of the Christ that comes in the gift of salvation that indeed sets us free and sends us forward. And so the power of that verse in Acts 28 is that as he gave this message, he said to them, see with your eyes, see your destiny of God's sovereign grace. See the desires of your heart to honor his purposes in your life. And then do your deeds, do your life in a way that brings it together. That people may see your good works and not give glory to you, but give glory to the Father in heaven. To be able to hear with your ears God's word. To be able to understand with your heart how you feel and think. To be able to turn in a repentance from the gates of hell to the open door of heaven. To turn from a place, a line of destruction, the destiny of being lost, to the open arms of God of being embraced in his love. The choice is ours to make. In Paul's day, some believed and others did not. How about you? Trusting God with your destiny.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.